Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, October 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Many small business owners are waiting anxiously as lawmakers in Washington inch toward an agreement on a new coronavirus relief package that includes additional aid for small businesses. But even as they hope for more relief, many are still dealing with the first round of Paycheck Protection Program funding. It was a lifeline for mom and pop on Main Street, but now it's time to seek forgiveness on those loans or be forced to pay them back. And it hasn't been easy for business owners to navigate the maze of rules.
One of the major complaints about the Paycheck Protection Program was kind of this moving target of changing rules and guidelines since the program opened in April and when it closed in August. Even with the forgiveness application process, the SBA, they've released three different versions of the forgiveness application.
Economics reporter Amara Omakwe has followed the plight of small businesses during the pandemic step by step. She'll clear up some of the confusion facing both businesses and lenders. That's after the break. Back in the spring, the Small Business Administration provided loans to help businesses stay afloat. Keeping their employees on staff was part of the deal. Now owners can apply for forgiveness on those loans. But calculating how much they have to pay back isn't easy. Economics reporter Amara Omakwe has been covering the SBA's loan program and has details. Amara, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, news about progress toward a deal cannot come soon enough for businesses around the country.
That's right. We've heard from the small business community talking about how desperate some small business owners are for additional aid. And so I think the small business community will welcome an additional package, but they'll also be pushing for more. There are certain industries that have said from early on in the Paycheck Protection Program that the program structure really didn't work for them. The restaurant industry, for instance, said, given that so many restaurants are still not operating at full capacity, they just need a different kind of support. Some in the small business community have advocated for just straight up outright grants, not loans, to help small businesses weather this economic fallout from the pandemic.
But right now, businesses who got funding from the last round of stimulus are trying to get forgiveness for those loans. And for that to happen, they have to prove that they did certain things. What were the rules?
So as the Paycheck Protection Program guidelines state, borrowers have to spend at least 60% of their loan on payroll costs, and then they can use the remainder of the funding for other eligible costs like utilities and rent. And one important thing is that the amount of forgiveness that a borrower receives can be lowered if that borrower reduced their employee headcount or cut salaries and wages. And depending on the application form that the borrower uses to apply for forgiveness, they may have to detail whether or not they kept their employee headcount at the same levels roughly as pre-pandemic and whether or not they cut salaries and wages.
So when businesses seek forgiveness on their PPP loans, who are they specifically applying to?
So in order to apply for forgiveness, borrowers should go to the lender that issued the loan. But it's important to know that different lenders will have different procedures for submission. So some lenders have just begun to accept applications. Other lenders have opened up applications to select borrowers. And other lenders are still getting their technology and personnel in place to be able to accept applications. So really, what the borrower will experience will depend on the procedures their individual lender has put in place.
And what's the deadline for them to apply?
So borrowers may apply for forgiveness at any time before their PPP loan's maturity date. But to avoid having to start making loan payments, PPP borrowers must apply for forgiveness within 10 months of the end of their covered period.
Okay. And all along this process, it's been sort of a maze of rules and a series of fits and starts. And it's left a lot of people confused, most notably the business owners.
One of the major complaints about the Paycheck Protection Program was kind of this moving target of changing rules and guidelines since the program opened in April and when it closed in August. Even with the forgiveness application process, the SBA, they've released three different versions of the forgiveness application, and that has also caused some confusion and raised some concerns about business owners about how easy it would be to navigate this process.
You mentioned the rules have changed. There have been a couple of different applications involved. That's not only confused the business owners, but it's left the banks scratching their heads also.
Yeah, lenders have been pushing, I think, throughout this entire program for more clarity from the Small Business Administration and the Treasury Department on several parts of the program. And even now, there are calls from the small business community, small business advocates, and lenders themselves for the administration to really even further simplify the forgiveness process for borrowers with loans $150,000 and less.
And this forgiveness doesn't close the book of struggles for these businesses. I mean, a lot of them are already in need of going back for more funding.
That's right. And we've heard from business owners who took a PPP loan earlier on in this pandemic, hoping that the public health crisis would end soon. And unfortunately, it hasn't, right? So we've heard from businesses that took a PPP loan, used that to keep their employees and pay certain costs. But then when the money ran out, they had to actually lay off workers. So there is an appetite, I think, in the small business community for additional aid, certainly.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal economics reporter Amara Omakwe. Amara, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.